Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of women's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Shalisha Pierce and the Lady Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A women's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School women's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Lady Longhorns basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
All right. Thank you, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to another live broadcast of women's basketball from George Ranch High School on GRHSI Radio. We're glad you joined us tonight for more 23-6A basketball as the season winds down before the UIL playoffs, including this one tonight with Hastings. There are just four games remaining in the regular season for both of these teams before the UIL playoffs begin in by-district play in early February. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and it's always my pleasure to bring you live sports on GRHSI Radio. As been the case this year in women's and men's play, these teams are almost the inverse of each other. The Lady Bears come in here at 17-12 and 4-3 in district play, while the homestanding Lady Longhorns are 7-16 overall and 3-5 in 23-6A play. When we come back, our pregame show continues with our pregame interview with Shalisha Pierce. We'll have the introduction of the starters in tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, thank you, ladies. We're back here at George Ranch High School awaiting the tip-off. The Hastings Lady Bears are here to play the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. In other 23-6A games tonight, Brazoswood at A-Leaf Taylor and Pearland at Elsick. Those are both 7 o'clock tip-offs like this one is. Brazoswood at Taylor, Brazoswood 5-18 overall, Taylor 13-9, and then Pearland at Elsick. Pearland on top of 23-6A at 7-0. They're 19-11 overall, and Elsick is 16-5 and in second place with a 5-2 district record. Those games will tip off at 7 o'clock, just like this one. As always, we had a chance to talk to Shalisha Pierce before we tip this one off. And let's play that interview.
Okay.
Got a few minutes here with Coach Pierce before we tip this one off at the Lady Bears. Four more games to play. You guys are in fifth place, but three of those last four are teams above you, so it's time to make a move.
Yeah, you know, we're one game out. You know, we did our job. going to play Taylor because they beat us the first time, so we picked that game up. You know, these next two games against, these next three games against Hastings, Dawson, and Brazoswood, we've got to make our move then, and that'll put us right where we need to be. But hey, it comes down to these last three, so we've got to put ourselves in a crunch, so we got to go.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. The season, at least to me, seems like it's flown by, and now three out of these four are must-win games for you guys.
We've had so many breaks from school, and you know, we've had injuries, we've had people out, so it seems like it's taken us a little bit of time to catch our groove, but you know, hopefully we're in it now and we can knock down these next three like we should. You know, we went on the road and beat Dawson at a big game. You know, we beat Brazoswood here the first time around. So this game will be a big pickup for us today.
What are you expecting out of the Lady Bears?
They have two good guards who shoot the ball fairly well. But their inside game, they're really athletic inside. It's not so much that they're big. They're just able to get to the basket well. Like I told the girls, they took 48 shots last game, and I think it was 38 of those 48 were in the paint. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we keep them out of the paint and take care of business down low.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunting Group. Call the Hunting Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntinggroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum-level business sponsors.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome in. If you're listening for the first time, we're glad you're here. I'm Tom Tarando. This is GRHS iRadio, and this is a live Lady Longhorns broadcast. The A-Leaf Hastings Lady Bears are here to play George Ranch, and we'll get underway here in just a moment. We'll have the starting lineups for you, but first, our national anthem.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, our public address announcer is giving the starting lineups to the fans here tonight. We'll do the same over the air. First for the A-Leaf Hastings Lady Bears, one starter, a 5'8 senior, Brianna White. A 5'8 freshman, Nia Hardison. A 5'7 senior, Aaliyah Mortada. A 5'7 junior, Tatiana Riley. And a 5'10 senior, Jalen Cage. Brianna White, Nia Hardison, Aaliyah Mortada, Tatiana Riley, and Jalen Cage is a starting five for Corey Brotherton's Lady Bears. They're 17-12 and 4-3 in district play. For the George Ranch Longhorns, 5'6 junior Milan Francis Miller, a 5'4 sophomore Jaden Dunn, 5'9 freshman Emilian Fowler, a 5'10 senior China Amuldiki, and a 5'6 senior, Shelby Cavinta. Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, China Amuldiki, and Shelby Cavinta, the starting five for Shalisha Pierce's Lady Longhorns, who are 7-16 overall, 3-5 in the district. And both of these teams with just four games remaining in the regular season. George Ranch just on the outside of UIL playoff mode in fifth place, but three of their four games, including this one with Hastings, is with teams above them. So as Coach Pierce pointed out in the pregame interview we had, these three or four games are really big for them to move into that, at least the number four spot, so they can get into the postseason and UIL playoffs, which begin with bi-district play in early February. All right, both teams heading out on the court, jumping for A-Leaf Hastings, Jalen Cage. And for George Ranch, Emilian Fowler. Looks like everybody's ready. Scorer's table. And the ball is up in the air. We're underway at George Ranch. And the tip goes to Jaden Dunn. George Ranch moving right to left across your radio dial. Over to Emilian Fowler, just in front of the Hastings bench. Out top to Shelby Cavinta. She tries to get it down low and does to Amuldiki. She puts it up and in, and she's fouled. The foul is whistled against Jalen Cage, her first. George Ranch on the board with that basket by China Amuldiki. She's at the free throw line. And that one is on its way and good, and the Longhorns lead 3-0. George Ranch employing a press, and the Lady Bears having a little trouble with it, but they throw it down court, and the ball is out of bounds. And the first turnover of the night goes to the Lady Bears. A pass that was intended for Nia Hardison was too high and too long, and it went out of bounds. George Ranch inbounds to Jaden Dunn on the far side. Cross court to Amuldiki. She's double teamed. And the ball is almost knocked away. Now in the hands of Jaden Dunn. Little running layup by Dunn from the free throw line. No good. But the rebound comes down to Milan Francis Miller. And George Ranch will reset again. It's 3-0. Lady Longhorns. 7:07 in the first quarter. And this one stolen away. Turnovers are now knotted up at one. Tatiana Riley out top with the basketball. Now a three-pointer on its way by Riley, and that one is no good. A rebound goes to George Ranch. On the far side to Jaden Dunn. Dunn backing up on her dribble now so she can get a better view of the court. Now drives down the lane, lays it up, no good. A rebound to Milan Francis Miller. She takes it back to the corner. Now to Shelby Covinta. Three-pointer on its way is good. Shelby Covinta with her first 3 points of the night. And it's 6-0 George Ranch. All the teams are coming down court. Longhorns knocked it out of bounds. And now Nia Hardison will inbound in front of George Ranch's bench. Gets it in to Tatiana Riley. Riley with the left-hand dribble out top. She's being guarded by Jaden Dunn. Now over to Aaliyah Mortada. Now a drive on the basket by Brianna White. That basket is good, and she's fouled. It's 6-2. That foul whistled against Jaden Dunn, her first. At the free throw line, Brianna White. She averages just over 5 points a game. Free throw on its way, and that one is good. Lead cut in half. It's 6-3, George Ranch. And the pass is thrown towards Shelby Covinta. She can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Second turnover for the Longhorns. Riley on her way up court, leading scorer for the Lady Bears at more than 12 points a game. This one, she throws over and out of bounds. Aaliyah Mortada got a hand on it, but it went out of bounds. And again, the turnovers are tied at 2. The inbound comes to Milan Francis Miller. She's instantly double-teamed. Gets the ball over to Emilian Fowler, to Jaden Dunn. Dunn having a little trouble, tries to get it over to Shelby Covinta, and it's taken away and then promptly lost. So the teams trade turnovers here with 5:41 left in the first quarter. George Ranch by 3, 6-3. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. This is live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch, and another turnover. Shelby Covinta stepped on the out-of-bounds line, trying to inbound that ball. To Brianna White out top. Over to Aaliyah Mortada. Now cross-court to Tatiana Riley. Riley near the top of the key. All the way over to Brianna White. White dribbles in and out of traffic. Puts one up from the free-throw line. No good. A rebound by Emilian Fowler. Fowler to Shelby Covinta. Covinta in the corner to Milan Francis Miller. Three-pointer is on its way. It's an air ball. And the ball last touched by Aleith Hastings. That shot was off the mark. And I don't think Brianna White expected it not to catch the rim. And it hit her hands and went out of bounds. This one attempted the inbound to Jaden Dunn and knocked out of bounds by Tatiana Riley. And Shelby Covinta will do that again from the far side. Slaps the basketball, gets it in. Now back to Shelby Covinta, top of the key to Jaden Dunn on the right wing. Three-pointer on its way, off the back iron, rebounded by Tatiana Riley, and she's tied up underneath. Oh, no.
On the bench.
All right, the ball is inbounded, and some nifty dribbling by Tatiana Riley behind her back, and that enables the Lady Bears to break the press. Three-pointer on its way from Riley. That's no good. The rebound by George Ranch. Milan Francis Miller is tied up on the ground, and that award will go to George Ranch. 4 turnovers for the Lady Bears. George Ranch with 4. The inbound comes to Milan Francis Miller. She's double-teamed over to Shelby Kavinta, and the ball is stolen away from behind. Kavinta didn't see her coming. Now a drive on the basket by Brianna White, and she's fouled by Shelby Kavinta. No basket on that drive. First personal foul of the night, Shelby Kavinta. At the free throw line, Nia Hardison. He's a 5'8 freshman. First free throw on its way, and that one's good. Nia Hardison averages 11.5 points a game. That's her first tonight, and it's 6-4. Longhorns by 2. Izzy Little is in, and Emilian Fowler is out. Second free throw by Hardison is good. It's 6-5, George Ranch. And the ball is thrown out of bounds by the Longhorns. 6 turnovers here in the first quarter. And it's 6-5, 4:16 left in quarter number one. Tatiana Riley out top. Kind of a backwards dribble a little bit. Over to Nia Hardison. Stolen away by Jaden Dunn. 5 turnovers for the Bears. Dunn on the far side. Over to Izzy Little. In the corner to Milan Francis Miller. She drives a baseline. Puts up a shot. It's partially blocked. And fought for by China Amuldike. And the ball is awarded to George Ranch. To Shelby Kavinta. Three-pointer on its way. That one is long. Rebound by Izzy Little. Little out top to Kavinta. Over to Jaden Dunn on the right side. And Jaden walked with the basketball. Kind of shuffled her feet before she put it on the floor. And that's a 7th turnover for George Ranch. 3:42 left in the first quarter. The inbound comes to Tatiana Riley. She takes it herself across the timeline, and she's fouled by Milan Francis Miller. Her first, the third team foul on George Ranch. Miller with one, Jaden Dunn with one, Shelby Kavinta with one. Ball is inbounded into tight quarters to Brianna White, but she's double-teamed. Now up top to Tatiana Riley. Three-pointer is no good. The rebound by the Lady Bears. And again, a tie-up, and the award goes back to the Bears. Checking in again is Jalen Cage. Slap of the basketball. Now Riley finally gets it into play. Back to Riley in the corner. She puts up the three-pointer. No good. The rebound by Cage. And then the flip. And the basket by Brianna White. And for the first time tonight, the Bears have the lead. It's 7-6. Jaden Dunn, three-pointer on its way. That one is off the front iron. Rebounded by the Lady Bears. Riley drives on the basket, no good. A fight for the ball underneath, and it's tipped back out top to Tatiana Riley. This time, another jumper from the free throw line. That's off the mark. Rebound by Jaden Dunn. Dunn in the corner to Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta, one dribble, cross court to Milan Francis Miller. Jump shot is no good. Izzy Little knocks it out to Milan Francis Miller. Miller tries to drive the lane. Again, Izzy Little with the rebound. And it's back out top to Jaden Dunn. Good work underneath by Izzy Little. That's twice she got a hold of the basketball and kept things going for George Ranch. Now on the far side to Milan Francis Miller to Shelby Kavinta. On the near side to Jaden Dunn. Dunn gets rid of the basketball, but underneath, China Amuldike is whistled for 3 seconds. 8 turnovers for George Ranch. 5 for the Lady Bears. Bears will inbound. Jalen Cage will do that underneath George Ranch's basket. Tries to throw it the length of the court, and that one is knocked out of bounds by China Amuldike. Good play there. There are very few Lady Longhorns back to cover. And Amul Dickey knocked it out of bounds. Inbound by Aaliyah Mortada. Mortada to Riley. Back to Mortada. She gets it down low. Turnaround jump shot is good. Jump shot by Denicia Trusty. And it's 9-6 Bears. And on the return down court, George Ranch throws the ball away out of bounds. Tatiana Riley will inbound. Izzy Little on her. And a foul whistled against Jaden Dunn. Got a little too close to the ball handler there. Aaliyah Mortada will inbound and does. Gets it in to Tatiana Riley. On the far side to Brianna White. This one down low to Jalen Cage. Cage puts up the jumper. No good. Rebounded by Izzy Little. It's 9-6 Lady Bears. 1:40 left in the first quarter. Jaden Dunn on the far side to Shelby Caventa. Now around the horn. Back to Jaden Dunn. This one momentarily knocked away. Retrieved by Milan Francis Miller. And the Lady Longhorns will reset out top with Shelby Caventa. This one down to China Amuldiki. She drives the baseline, puts it up and in. China Amuldiki with 5 points. And it's 9-8. Jalen Cage drives the length of the court on the far side. Check that. That's Tatiana Riley. Now gets it over to Brianna White, who puts up the jumper. And that's good. A little soft jump shot from the free throw line. And it's 11-8. Lady Bears by three. To Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way to tie the game. No good. And it's off the front iron. And while Jaden Dunn was putting up that shot, China Amuldiki was trying to clear a space underneath the basket and got too aggressive doing that. That's her first personal foul of the night. Inside a minute to play in the first quarter. Bears by three. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio Live Lady Longhorns Basketball. A-Leaf Hastings Lady Bears are here. They're in third place in 23-6A. George Ranch in fifth. A drive on the baseline by Brianna White. She lays it up and in. It's 13-8. Lady Bears by five. Down low to China. Amuldiki squares up to the basket. Puts up a jumper. No good. Rebound and knocked away from Izzy Little. Little had it for a moment. Then it was knocked away. This one on the far side to Tatiana Riley. They'll hold for the last shot. Shelby Caventa on her. Riley works out of the press and lays it up and in. Tatiana Riley with her first 2 points of the night. And that's the end of the first quarter. It's the Lady Bears 15 and George Ranch 8. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School and Longhorns Gym, about ready to start the second quarter. Lady Bears 15 and George Ranch 8. Top scorer in the ball game, Brianna White with 9. Two each by Nia Hardison, Denicia Trusty, and Tatiana Riley. George Ranch scoring 5 by China Amuldiki and 3 by Shelby Caventa. George Ranch with the basketball over to Jaden Dunn. Now inside to China Amuldike. Back to Milan Francis Miller. In the corner to Jaden Dunn. She drives, puts up a jumper. Too hard. And rebounded on the other side by Brianna White. There's a tie-up under the basket. And again, the award is given to the Lady Bears. That's another turnover on George Ranch. They have 10 on the night, 4 for the Lady Bears. Check that, 5 for the Bears. Ball bounced in to Tatiana Riley. Jaden Dunn on her. Over to Nia Hardison. Hardison way out top. Now she's picked up by Shelby Cavinta near the top of the key. This one to Brianna White. And White shoots it, and it goes out of bounds. That's going to be last touched by George Ranch, apparently. And Nia Hardison with the basketball. This one inbounded to Aaliyah Mortada. And again, out top, Mortada puts up the jumper, no good. And this one is rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. Miller is trapped. And now the ball is inbounded by Izzy Little to Milan Francis Miller. To Jaden Dunn, back to Izzy Little. And this one is intercepted. Another turnover by the Longhorns. That's 11 on the night. Lady Bears lead by 7, 15-8. Tatiana Riley out top, calling her teammates a little bit forward so she can move the pass. Now over here to the right side to Aaliyah Mortada. Mortada drives the baseline and dishes it off to Jalen Cage, and Cage is fouled. Milan Francis Miller with her second personal foul, and Jalen Cage at the free throw line. Jalen averages 7.4 points a game. Her first opportunity tonight to score. First one is good by Jalen Cage. Lady Bears have double up on the score. It's 16-8. And Cage has another free throw upcoming. Right-hand dribble at the free throw line. Eye on the basket. Shot on its way. And good by Jalen Cage. To Cavinta. To Izzy Little. Across the timeline to Milan Francis Miller. Miller to Shelby Cavinta. Now up top to Jaden Dunn. Back to Cavinta. Three-pointer on its way. That one is long, and the rebound by Izzy Little, and she steps on the out-of-bounds line, on the baseline. Another turnover for George Ranch. And the inbound will come from Brianna White. Izzy Little on her. Ball triggered in to Tatiana Riley. Riley back to Brianna White. White gets across the timeline. This one is intercepted momentarily by George Ranch, and then a tie-up under the basket baseline, rather. And this one will go to George Ranch. That's a sixth turnover for the Lady Bears. Now to Izzy Little. Milan Francis Miller out top to Shelby Cavinta. Cavinta with the right-hand dribble on the far side to Jaden Dunn. Dunn holds the basketball, gives it over to Danielle Dunk, who's in the ballgame for George Ranch. Now to Milan Francis Miller, a little jump shot from the free throw line. That one rims in and out, and rebounded by the Lady Bears. Stolen away by Jaden Dunn, and then taken away by the Bears. Dunn made a good play in getting to the basketball, but then could not keep it in bounds. And now this pass to Jaden Dunn. She can't stop her momentum, and she's whistled for traveling. It's 17-8. Hastings over George Ranch. 5:28 remaining before halftime. Tatiana Riley on the far side. Jump shot on its way. This one off the backboard. No good. And the rebound to Jalen Cage, and she's fouled underneath. Izzy Little with the personal foul, her first. And at the free throw line, Jalen Cage. Cage with a couple free throws just about a minute ago. At the free throw line again. Eye on the basket, release towards the basket. That one is good. It's 18-8. And a substitution by George Ranch. Lauren Crouch comes in. Milan Francis Miller checks out briefly. I think she's got a little scratch on her arm, so they'll tend to that. Lauren Crouch comes in. And Jalen Cage lets that second free throw go, and that one is good as well. Four free throws in the last minute or so from Jalen Cage. It's 19-8. Now to Jaden Dunn. Cross the timeline, right-hand dribble. Over to Shelby Caventa. Cross court to Lauren Crouch. Back to Jaden Dunn. To Izzy Little at the free throw line. Jump shot is good. Izzy Little with her first 2 points of the night. And it's 19-10. Inside 5 minutes to play. And a timeout called by Corey Brotherton for Hastings. His player was trapped, double-teamed right in front of the George Ranch bench. He wisely called a timeout. Let's update you on the scoring from the first quarter. When the first quarter ended, it was 15-8, Lady Bears over George Ranch. Brianna White with 9, and then 2 each by Nia Hardison, Denicia Trusty, and Tatiana Riley. On the other side, 5 points by China Amuldiki, 3 by Shelby Caventa. Since then, George Ranch has a basket from Izzy Little, and the Lady Bears have 4 free throws from Jalen Cage. All right, George Ranch back out on the court. Lady Bears are too. It's Jaden Dunn, Lauren Crouch, Shelby Caventa, Danielle Dunk, and Izzy Little for George Ranch. This one inbounded to Aaliyah Mortada, and down low, and the lay-in is good by Brianna White. White with 11 points on the night. 21-10, Bears by 11. Danielle Dunk in the lane, puts up a jumper, no good. The rebound is knocked around into the hands of the Lady Bears. On the far side to Tatiana Riley. Now a little soft jump shot by Nia Hardison. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Caventa. Caventa on the right side. Good hesitation dribble to shake her defender. Now George Ranch puts up a jumper, and it's good by Lauren Crouch. Lauren Crouch with the first couple points of the night for her, and it's 21-12. Tatiana Riley being guarded briefly by Izzy Little. Now gets it down low to Brianna White. White puts up the jumper. It's off the side of the backboard. Rebounded by George Ranch. Here's Jaden Dunn drifting towards the right side. Now a backwards dribble to set things up to Shelby Caventa. Over to Lauren Crouch. Crouch into Danielle Dunn. Back to Caventa. Back to Lauren Crouch. Three-pointer on its way. A little bit short. And Izzy Little was handcuffed on the rebound attempt. Into the hands of the Lady Bears. This one to Tatiana Riley. She tries to get it down low and does, and there's a foul. Foul whistled against Danielle Dunk, and going to free throw line again is Jalen Cage. Checking in for George Ranch, Famagan Ibuku, and checking out is Danielle Dunk. Jalen Cage with 4 points, all free throws, all in this quarter and all within the last minute and a half or so. Fifth one on its way, and that one is good as well. It is White, Nia Hardison, Tatiana Riley, Jalen Cage, And I'm going to find the fifth one. That free throw is off the mark. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. In the ball game now, Denicia Trusty. The inbound comes all the way across court to Aaliyah Mortada. She's being guarded by Lauren Crouch. Mortada with the left-hand dribble, now right, back to the left. She drives on the lane, no good. Rebound by China Amuldike, and she's whistled for traveling. Check that. Famagan Ibuku with the travel. Just couldn't find anybody to get the basketball to and shuffled her feet under in the lane there. Now the inbound comes to Tatiana Riley. Riley in the corner to Aaliyah Mortada. She's guarded now out top by Lauren Crouch. Mortada drives on the basket, and she walked. Seven turnovers for the Lady Bears. George Ranch held the line there, and Mortada traveled with the basketball. The inbound to Lauren Crouch. Crouch in front of George Ranch bench to Izzy Little. Cross court to Jaden Dunn. Dunn back to Izzy Little and to Ibuku, who can't handle the pass, and this one goes out of bounds. Turnover number 15 for George Ranch. Lady Bears by 10. It's 22-12. 2:37 left before halftime. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. I'm Tom Tarando. This is live Lady Longhorns basketball. And the strip of the basketball by Izzy Little. And goes out of bounds. Last touched there by the Lady Bears. So George Ranch will maintain possession of the basketball after the turnover by the Bears. Kavinta gets it in out top to Lauren Crouch. Crouch to the free throw line. Little running layup. That's no good. And a foul. Foul whistled against Famagan Ibuku, her first. A little too aggressive over the back on the rebound. And will come the length of the court. Walking to the free throw line is Brianna White. She's got 11 points on the night at the free throw line. Trying to add to that total. Free throw on its way, and that one is no good. But the rebound by Denicia Trusty, and she throws it out of bounds. Had the basketball, looked for somebody down low, couldn't do that. And it went out of bounds. Now the inbound to Lauren Crouch. Crouch to Shelby Kavinta. Cross the timeline. And she throws it wide and out of bounds. George Ranch had this difficulty last Thursday night when we called a game here at Longhorns Gym. They ended up with 31 turnovers. This one ahead to Jaden Dunn. And Dunn puts up too strong a layup. And it goes up over the basket and out of bounds. 1:56 left before halftime. Tatiana Riley walks this one up. Jaden Dunn on her on the far side. Good defense by Dunn. And finally the pass into Brianna White. Back to Tatiana Riley. Riley loses control. 10 turnovers on the night for the Lady Bears. Lauren Crouch drives on the right side. No good. Rebound by Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way from Shelby Kavinta is good. 6 points for Shelby. Both three-pointers on the night. It's 22-15 in the lane. And the running shot by Tatiana Riley. No good. Rebound by Izzy Little. Ahead to Lauren Crouch. Crouch drives on the right side. No good. And the rebound on the other side of the basket by Rihanna White. And now the lay-in on the other end by Nia Hardison. She's got 4 points, and the lead is back up to 9, 24-15. To Lauren Crouch, three-pointer on its way, no good, it rimmed in and out. Rebounded by Izzy Little, and Little throws it too far out top, and the Longhorns are whistled for over and back. 18 turnovers for George Ranch. Nia Hardison checks out. Jalen Cage checks back in. The inbound to Tatiana Riley. 37 seconds showing on the clock. Into Brianna White. Back out to Tatiana Riley. And on her is Lauren Crouch. To Cage, who tries to get it back to Riley. It's momentarily knocked away by Jaden Dunn. Now the three-pointer on its way from Tatiana Riley. That's no good. The rebound by the Bears. And it's tossed back out top to Riley. Jaden Dunn on her. Dunn into a screen. Running shot by Riley is no good. The rebound back to Riley. And this time, the shot is good right before halftime. Tatiana Riley put one up. It was knocked around a bit. Right back into the hands of Tatiana Riley. And into the basket. And we are at halftime. Lady Bears 26, George Ranch 15. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
Back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Lady Bears 26 and George Ranch 15. Here's the scoring through two quarters of play. Leading all scorers is Brianna White with 11. 5 points by Jalen Cage, all from the free throw line. Four each by Nia Hardison and Tatiana Riley. And a basket by Denicia Trusty. And that is 26 points for A-Leaf Hastings. And they've committed 10 turnovers through halftime. Now for George Ranch, leading scorer for the Lady Longhorns, Shelby Kavinta with 2 3-pointers for 6. 5 points for China Amuldiki. 2 points each for Izzy Little and Lauren Crouch, but the more concerning number in the scorebook is 18 turnovers through halftime. And as we pointed out last Thursday night's game that we did right here on GRHSI Radio, the Longhorns had 20. 20 at halftime, 27 turnovers through three quarters, and finished the game with 31. The Lady Rams at that time had 25, but the all-important scoreboard, it was 56-33 final. So Coach Pierce will talk to her troops about turning the ball over. There were several opportunities where George Ranch did not get a shot at the basket in the first two quarters of play tonight. The ball was just thrown away either as they headed down court or once they got to their end of the court, they just couldn't connect, couldn't put one up, and the ball went out of bounds. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk more about these two teams, about the other games going on tonight in 23-6A, and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at HarrellDentistry.com. That's Harrell & Johnson Dentistry.
And we'd like to welcome in one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to the broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out and find a vehicle there that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman Honda at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FTBend.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
And as we told you at the start of the broadcast, there are two other games going on tonight in 23-6A. Brazoswood at Aleaf Taylor. That was a 7 o'clock tip, as well as Pearland at Elsick. And we don't have any updates on scores for those games. We'll see if we can find those out. Brazoswood at Taylor and Pearland at Elsick. Drawing the bye tonight is Dawson High School, and they'll be in action on Friday as the season winds down in 23-6A play. For women's basketball, just four games remaining, including this one. And for men's basketball, there are six games remaining, as the men usually start a week later playing district play. Therefore, the UIL playoffs don't happen at the same time. So the men are usually about a week behind, so they have six games remaining, including tonight's, and the ladies just four before the UIL bi-district playoffs begin in early February. About a minute and a half left before we bring you the third quarter. We'll check out for a message when we come back. We'll have the third quarter of play. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Back at George Ranch High School, Lady Bears by 11 as we start the third quarter. It's 26-15. Leading scorer on both teams tonight is Brianna White so far with 11 points. And leading scorer for George Ranch, Shelby Covinta with 6. As a team, George Ranch is averaging about 39 points a game. Lady Bears come in here averaging just over 50.2 to be exact. And right now the deficit is 11 for George Ranch, 26-15. This half, George Ranch will be moving left to right across your radio dial, your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your desktop, however you're listening to us tonight on GRHS iRadio. We're glad you're here. And the third quarter is underway. This one to Tatiana Riley. Back to Nia Hardison. Hardison with a backwards dribble, trying to get set up. Shelby Covinta on her. To Tatiana Riley on the far side. Riley drives to the near side, puts up a three-pointer. That's no good. The rebound is taken down by Shelby Covinta. In the corner to Jaden Dunn. Dunn out top to Covinta. Around the horn to Milan Francis Miller. Back to Jaden Dunn to Shelby Covinta. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Ball tracked down by Amul Diki. She drives the baseline, lays it up and in, and she's fouled. China Amul Diki with the basket. And the foul whistled against Jalen Cage, her second. At the free throw line, Amul Diki with 7 points. And her free throw goes off and out of bounds. But last touch by the Bears. George Ranch will inbound. Could possibly turn this into a 4 or 5 point play. 3-pointer on its way, and that's no good. And a foul whistled under the basket. This one on China Amul Diki, her second. Trying to clear herself some space to get the rebound. And picks up her second personal foul. The ball is inbounded by Brianna White. And now back to White. Ahead to Nia Hardison. Hardison drives the right side. Puts up a soft jumper. No good. Rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. Good board by Miller. She takes it herself. Lady Bears are not pressing this half as they did in the first one. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn drives the right side, puts up a running jump shot, and that's no good. The rebound by Brianna White. White to Tatiana Riley. Riley, jump shot from the free throw line. Again, rebounded by Miller. Two consecutive defensive rebounds by Milan Francis Miller. Now to Shelby Covinta out top to Jaden Dunn. Around the horn to Milan Francis Miller. Puts up the jumper, no good, into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn's jumper is no good. Off the back iron. And now a whistle and a turnover by the Lady Bears. That's the 11th one of the ball game for the Bears. George Ranch with a couple opportunities here early in the third quarter. They have a basket, and they've had the ball under their basket to inbound several times. into the corner to Kavinta, to Jaden Dunn, back to Shelby, way out top. Right-hand dribble. Now to Milan Francis Miller, to Jaden Dunn. Good rotation on behalf of the Longhorns. Three-pointer on its way by Shelby Kavinta. That one is no good. Rebounded by Brianna White. And ahead for the lay-in. And that one is no good. She pulled up short. Nia Hardison couldn't convert on the layup. The rebound into the hands of George Ranch. And a foul whistled against Tatiana Riley, her first. Non-shooting foul. George Ranch takes out in front of their own bench. This one into Emelian Fowler. And now in the hands of Jaden Dunn out top. Dunn over to Shelby Kavinta on the far side. To China Amuldike. She has this one taken away. Turnover number 19 for George Ranch. And ahead for the lay-in to Nia Hardison. Hardison with 6 points. The lead is back to 11, 28-17. And this one stolen away by Riley. And Riley lays it up and in. Tatiana Riley with the lay-in off the turnover for George Ranch. And a timeout is called by Coach Pierce. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, the game prior to this one, the JV, Lady Bears JV, beat George Ranch 44-13. Didn't have a chance to catch the score of the freshman game, as the JV game was just starting when we arrived. Now both teams back out on the court. Lady Bears by 13. It's 30-17, and George Ranch will inbound. Fowler gets it in to Milan Francis Miller, to Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta takes it herself across the line, now loses the dribble, and into the hands of the Lady Bears, and a personal foul on Jaden Dunn, her third. Bears will take it out on the far side, about midcourt. Now the ball triggered into Tatiana Riley. She walks it across the timeline. Now to Brianna White. Back to Riley. Riley's three-pointer is good. Tatiana Riley with 9 points on the night. And the lead is almost doubled now, 33-17. Jaden Dunn gets it across the timeline to Kavinta, to Milan Francis Miller. Miller is double-teamed and then throws it into the middle. Has it taken away by the Bears. Bears ahead, and the basket by Nia Hardison. Hardison with 8 points, four here in the third quarter. It's 35-17. To China Amuldike down low. To Shelby Kavinta, three-pointer on its way. This one hits the front iron and goes off. Last touch by Emelian Fowler. China Amuldike checks out. And in for George Ranch, the 5'10 sophomore, Famagan Ibuku. Ball inbound and ahead to Nia Hardison. Hardison in the lane, drives, no good. That soft jumper wouldn't fall. She gets her own rebound, but the back of her sneakers is on the out-of-bounds line, on the baseline, and that's another turnover for the Bears. to Shelby Caventa. She picks up the dribble to Emilian Fowler. Fowler across the timeline, back to Caventa. On the far side to Jaden Dunn, and Dunn walks with the basketball. Second or third time tonight for Jaden to do that. And that is turnover number 24 for George Ranch. Jalen Cage checks in. And coming out for a breather is Nia Hardison. Hardison with 8 points on the night, four here in the third quarter, and four by halftime. Tatiana Riley walks this one across. Jaden Dunn is driven into a pick, and Riley tries to get it down low, and it goes out of bounds for a Lady Bears turnover. Inbound to Caventa. To Emilian Fowler, to Jaden Dunn, back to Caventa. George Ranch breaks the press. Good job there. Now Shelby Caventa kind of circles around and goes out top. Tries to set something up. Three-pointer on its way by Jaden Dunn from the right side. No good. Rebound by Emilian Fowler. She puts up the shot. It's blocked. Back into her hands. And now out top and saved by George Ranch. Good work by Fowler. Good work getting it way out top. Now the jumper by Milan Francis Miller. That's no good from the far corner. Rebound into the hands of Tatiana Riley. Riley guarded by Jaden Dunn. This one down low to Jalen Cage. He turns and lays it up and in. 7 points for Jalen Cage. It's 37-17. Biggest lead of the night now for the Lady Bears is up to 20. Danielle Dunk set to check in for George Ranch. Down low to Fowler. Fowler puts up a shot. First one is no good. Gets her own rebound. And the second shot, she is fouled by Jalen Cage, her third. At the free throw line, Emilian Fowler, the 5'9 freshman. No points tonight for Emilian. First free throw on its way. That one is good. Danielle Dunk checks in, and checking out is Ibuku. Jaleesha Jackson is in for the Lady Bears, her first opportunity to play tonight. That's Jaleesha Jackson, a 5'8 senior. Second free throw is good by Fowler. This one stolen away by George Ranch. Driving on the basket is Milan Francis Miller. That's no good. And a foul on the far side by Jaden Dunn. Fourth personal for Jaden. Izzy Little set to check back in. And she's in for George Ranch. Jaden Dunn will take a breather. Patience Bates is in. She's a 5'6 senior for the Lady Bears. This one goes to Bates down low, and it's off her foot into the hands of Izzy Little. Little to Shelby Caventa. Caventa does a good job hanging on to that basketball. Now Emilian Fowler drives on the basket, and there's a foul. Patience Bates is in the ball game, picks up that personal foul. And as soon as the ball is inbounded, there's a foul. Denicia Trusty comes out, as does Brianna White. And now in the ball game is Aaliyah Mortada. This one down low to Izzy Little. Little tries to put up a shot, and she's fouled underneath. Here comes Nia Hardison back in the ball game, and checking out right now is Patience Bates. Now Bates will stay in, and Jalen Cage will come out. Emilian Fowler will inbound. 1:57 left in the third quarter. 37-19, Bears by 18. Here's a putback on the shot by Caventa by Danielle Dunk. That one is off, And the rebound goes to Nia Hardison. Hardison being guarded by Kavinta. In the corner to Brianna White. Back to Hardison. And there's a scramble on the floor. And a tie-up. And the award goes back to the Lady Bears. Delisha Jackson is in again for the Lady Bears. Here comes China Amuldike. And checking out is Danielle Dunk. And a drive on the basket by Riley. That one is too hard. The rebound goes to Izzy Little. She's tied up. But again, the award to George Ranch this time. And 16th turnover committed by the Lady Bears. George Ranch with 24. This one to Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta trying to take it herself. Does across the timeline to Izzy Little. Little dangerous pass inside. That's taken away by the Lady Bears. Ball is loose on the ground, picked up by Shelby Kavinta, and a foul whistled against Patience Bates, her second. Kavinta had the ball sitting on the floor, and Bates came in, tried to take it away, and committed the personal foul. Shelby Kavinta will go to the free throw line. Shelby with 6 points tonight, 2 3-pointers. From the senior. Bates back out. Back in is Brianna White. First free throw by Kavinta is good. Shelby with 7 points on the night. And the lead down to 17, 37-20. Next free throw on its way. Same result. And Shelby with 8 points. It's 37-21. Drive on the basket by Nia Hardison at the far end. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Hardison blew the layup. And then the ball was knocked out by George Ranch. Hardison will trigger the inbound. Gets it in to Jaleesha Jackson, who travels. Tried to turn several different ways and drug her pivot foot. And that is the turnover, 17th for the night for the Lady Bears. This one to Milan Francis Miller. Saved from going out of bounds by Miller. Into the hands of Kavinta to Miller. Miller puts up the jumper. It's blocked out of bounds by the Lady Bears. 42 seconds left in the third quarter. Bears by 16, 37-21. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Shelby Kavinta will do that. Gets it in the corner to Milan Francis Miller. She drives on the basket, puts it up and in. Milan Francis Miller with her first 2 points of the night. Now Riley on the far side takes it herself. Down low to Brianna White. And a foul committed by China Amuldike, her third personal foul. Brianna White, top scorer in the game for either team with 11 points. And she's at the free throw line. First one on its way is good. Danielle Dunk checks in. China Amuldike checks out for George Ranch. Ball now in the hands of Brianna White at the free throw line. Second one on its way and good by White. 13 points for Brianna. It's 39-23. This one stolen by the Lady Bears and a double dribble. So double turnovers there as George Ranch inbounded it, committed a turnover, and then on the drive towards the basket, Nia Hardison double dribbled. Ball inbounded to Emilian Fowler. Back to Izzy Little. Now across the timeline to Milan Francis Miller. Drives on the basket on the left side, lays it up and in. Miller with 4 points, all here in the third quarter. 39-25, lead is now 14. It was as high as 20 points at one time. Riley puts up the three-pointer, and it's good. Right before the quarter ends, Tatiana Riley with her second three-pointer of the quarter. And it is 42-25, Lady Bears over George Ranch at the end of three. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch High School. Heading into quarter number four, Bears lead it by 17, 42-25. George Ranch, a much better third quarter than any of the others. Lead is still 17, however. It was as high as 20. Got down to 14 in the third quarter, but then that three-pointer as the quarter ended by Riley put it back up to 17. Riley with the basketball on the far side. Little crossover dribble interrupted briefly by Milan Francis Miller. Now they get it down low, and the basket by Brianna White. Shelby Cavinta across the timeline with the ball. Milan Francis Miller puts up the three-pointer. No good. Battle for the rebound by Jaden Dunn. Dunn knocks it back to Milan Francis Miller. Can't put it in. Rebound to Emelian Fowler, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Tatiana Riley, her second. Free throw by Emelian Fowler is good. She's got 3 points on the night. All free throws. Basketball delivered back to Fowler. Second free throw on its way, and that one is good as well. And a foul whistled against Milan Francis Miller away from the basketball as she tried to kind of defend over there before the ball was inbounded. Lady Bears will do that again. And the ball into Tatiana Riley. Riley gets by on the far side, drives on the basket. This one bounces around on the back iron several times and drops in. 14 points on the night for Riley. 46-27. Back up to 19 points. Now into Izzy Little. Little turns at the free throw line. Puts up the jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. And then can't anchor her feet. And is whistled for traveling. Did a good job getting that rebound of her own shot. But then couldn't get her feet to stay put. And committed the turnover. Riley behind the back dribble. Milan Francis Miller on her. Ball kicked outside to Nia Hardison. Hardison has Shelby Cavinta on her. Dribbles the ball on the far side. Now into the corner. Double teamed over there. Has that ball knocked away. And out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. The inbound will be by Nia Hardison. And a timeout called for and granted to the Lady Bears. Take a break here. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
Both teams played back-to-back games last week, Thursday and Friday, because of the bad weather. Both teams came away with wins on Friday. George Ranch beat Taylor 58-51, and Hastings beat Dawson 41-28. Both had a little bit of momentum coming into this game tonight. Other games in 23-6A, Brazoswood at Taylor, Pearland at Elsick, and drawing the bye tonight, the Dawson Lady Eagles. George Ranch will inbound under the Bears basket. That's to our left. George Ranch moving left to right in the second half. This one across the way to China Amuldike. Amuldike kind of a tightrope act on the far side and drives on the basket, and the foul whistled against Jalen Cage, her fourth. At the free throw line, China Amuldike, 7 points on the night. 6:13 left in the ball game. Amuldike's first free throw is no good. A little bit too strong off the back iron. Checking in is Denicia Trusty. Checking out, at least for now, Jalen Cage. Amuldike's second free throw is on its way, and this one bounced around and came off, rebounded by Brianna White. Over to Aaliyah Mortada. Mortada breaks the press, gives it to Tatiana Riley. Riley guarded out top by Milan Francis Miller. Riley down low to Brianna White, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. The lead is 19-46-27. This one down low to Brianna White. She dribbles out of traffic and sets it up again out top. Nia Hardison now will do that. Now one of the officials issues a warning to Corey Brotherton. He was way out on the floor during the play. Ball will be inbounded again by the Lady Bears right in front of their own bench. This one to Riley and back to Nia Hardison, and she nails the jump shot. 48-27, Bears by 21. That's the biggest lead of the game. And now down low, Jaden Dunn again with the travel. 28 turnovers on the night for George Ranch. Ahead to Nia Hardison. Hardison guarded by Milan Francis Miller on the far side. Makes a break towards the basket. She's turned away by Miller and now loses control of the basketball and tied up underneath by Milan Francis Miller. But the award goes back to the Lady Bears. Ball comes into Riley. Riley guarded by Milan Francis Miller out top. Miller knocks that one away. A good steal by Milan Miller. Turnover number 19 for the Lady Bears, and George Ranch returns the favor at the far end. That one off the hands of the Longhorns and out of bounds. Riley in the corner to Aaliyah Mortada. Mortada has the ball knocked out of bounds, out of her hands, and out of bounds by Jaden Dunn. Timeout. Lady Bears. I'd like to welcome back one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to our broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out, find a vehicle that will fit your needs. That's Gilman Honda Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman Honda at 1-800-615-2726 or just hop on the web and find them at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend. .com. 4:45 left in the ball game. Lady Bears by 21. Drive on the basket is no good. Denicia Trusty put up the jumper. It's off the front iron, rebounded by Jaden Dunn. Now to Shelby Caventa. Three-pointer on its way. That one is wide. Doesn't draw any iron. Now ahead to Nia Hardison. Hardison. Jump shot just inside the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by China Amuldiki. Ahead to Shelby Caventa. Caventa drifts towards the top of the key. Now to Emilian Fowler. Fowler towards the basket. Leaves it off for Jaden Dunn. To the right side to Shelby Caventa. Now on the baseline to Fowler. Fowler back outside to Milan Francis Miller. Her jump shot is no good. Rebounded and taken away by Nia Hardison, who drives on the basket, and she turned it over. The basket was good, but prior to that, she turned over the dribble. Inside 4 minutes to play. Out top to Emilian Fowler. Around the horn to Jaden Dunn in the far corner. Dunn back out top to Fowler. Now to Shelby Caventa. George Ranch moving the ball around, but they need some points. They need some shots. To Shelby Caventa. To Milan Francis Miller. She drives a baseline, puts up the running jumper, and that's good. Milan Francis Miller with 6 points. And the far end, driving on the basket, is Tatiana Riley, who puts it up and in. 16 points for Riley. It's 50-29. Again, Lady Bears by 21. This shot is short by China Amuldiki, taken away by Aaliyah Mortada. Mortada out top. Emilian Fowler on her. Kind of a backwards dribble for a second. Long shot is on its way by Hardison. That is no good. Rebounded by the freshman Emilian Fowler. Fowler to Jaden Dunn. Dunn puts up the jumper. That's no good. That one was an air ball and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Bears. George Ranch will inbound. Emilian Fowler will do that. Fowler having trouble getting it in. Now does to Shelby Caventa. Three-pointer on its way is good. Shelby Caventa with her third three-pointer of the night. She's got 11 points. George Ranch has 32, down by 18. It's 50-32. Tatiana Riley answers at the other end. She's got 6 points here in the quarter and 18 for the ball game. To Caventa. Out top to Milan Francis Miller. Around the horn to Jaden Dunn. Back to Shelby Cavinta. Inside to Fowler. Back out to Dunn. Round the horn to Milan Francis Miller. Three-pointer is no good. And that one is out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. Patience Bates will inbound. Having trouble initially getting it in. And a short timeout by A-Leaf Hastings. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School. Inside 4 minutes to play. It's 52-32. Lady Bears by 20 points. Scoring through three quarters of play. 13 by Brianna White. Tatiana Riley with 12. 8 points by Nia Hardison. 2 by Denicia Trusty. And 7 by Jalen Cage. On the other side of the ledger, 8 points by Shelby Cavinta. 7 by China Amuldiki. 2 each by Izzy Little, Lauren Crouch, Emilian Fowler, and 4 points by Milan Francis Miller. That was through three quarters of play. George Ranch down by 20 inside 2 minutes to play. Tatiana Riley with the basketball. Gets it down low to Jalen Cage, who spins and lays it up and in. Jalen Cage with 9 points. To Shelby Cavinta. Now inside to Emilian Fowler. Fowler's shot is taken away by the Lady Bears. Riley has Jaden Dunn on her. Now a backwards dribble to set things up. Drifts towards the right side. Tries to get it in. It's taken away by China Amuldiki. 21 turnovers for the Lady Bears. Fowler on the right side with the drive. And that one is knocked out of bounds by the Bears. Denicia Trusty knocked that one out of bounds. Now inbound to China Amuldiki. A little short jumper is good. China Amuldiki with 9 points. Lead is still 20. This one's stolen away by Amuldiki. Jaden Dunn drives on the right side. Can't convert on the layup. But the putback is good by Emilian Fowler. She's got 6 points. 54-36 inside a minute to play here. Now inside 40 seconds, Riley with the basketball, guarded on the far side by Shelby Cavinta. A-Leaf Hastings will go to 18-12 and 5-3 in district play. Another turnover by the Bears. George Ranch will fall to 7-17 and 3-6 in district play with just 3 games to play and still in fifth place. Out at least one spot shy of UIL playoff contention. This one to Shelby Cavinta, to China Amuldiki on the baseline. Little jump shot is no good. A little bit too hard. And the ball is fought for and tied up by Jaden Dunn. And again, the award this time goes to George Ranch. Inbound to Amuldiki. First shot, no good. Second shot, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Denicia Trusty, her first. At the free throw line, China Amuldiki with 9 points. First free throw on its way by Amuldiki is good. She's got 10 points. Just about double her average. She averages 4.8 points a game. And second free throw, no good, off the front iron. And that's a ball game. Final score, Lady Bears from Alief Hastings, 54, and George Ranch, 37. We'll be back to Longhorns Gym to wrap this one up. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at George Ranch High School, we'll wrap this one up. Final score, Lady Bears 54, George Ranch 37. Top scorer in the ball game, Tatiana Riley with 18, 15 by Brianna White, 10 by Nia Hardison, 9 points for Jalen Cage, and a basket by Denicia Trusty. That's the 54-point total for Alief Hastings. They finished the ball game with 23 turnovers. For George Ranch, top scorer Shelby Cavinta with 11 points. She had 3 three-pointers and a couple free throws on the night. 10 points for China Amuldiki, 6 points each for Emilian Fowler and Milan Francis Miller, and then a basket apiece for Lauren Crouch and Izzy Little. 37 points for George Ranch, and the Lady Longhorns finish again with 30 turnovers in the ball game. We'll be back here at George Ranch on Friday night for another Lady Longhorns basketball game. This time, the Dawson Lady Eagles are here at George Ranch for another 23-6A game. Tip-off time is 7 o'clock. That means our airtime is 6:45 on GRHS iRadio. Final score again, Lady Bears 54, George Ranch 37. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio. We'll be back on the air Friday night, 6:45 p.m. George Ranch playing host to the Lady Eagles from Dawson High. So long, everybody.
Thank you.